We're on the phone. We're talking with an author of a book entitled Unholy Alliance, and it is The Dangers of Mixing Pop Psychology with Christian Truth. Her name is Lois Chan. Lois, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Ray. I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing well as well. This interesting book you sent into here, the radio station, The Unholy Alliance, The Dangers of Mixing Pop Psychology with Christian Truth. Why don't we start with the premise of the book, and why did you write it?
Because God showed me some problem in psychology, which is not the same as the Bible, what the Bible is telling us. Mm-hmm. And then I looked into it a little bit further, and I found out some of the channel messages. That means in the New Age circle, there are people who talk to spirits, and when spirit possess the body, they use the mouth to talk. And those messages, some people will put them down and tape them down and collect them into a book. And these are general messages. When I read them, there are so many pop psychology inside all these channel messages. And actually, I found most of the channel messages in psychology. And over half of them, a little bit over half of them, I found them in Christian psychology. Now, and this is alarming. And I would like to remind other Christians about this problem.
The name of the book, Unholy Alliance, The Dangers of Mixing Pop Psychology with Christian Truth. Lois Chan is whom we're speaking with. And Lois, you know as well as I, if only the enemy, and that being Satan, I think the Bible does describe him as, or back in the garden, as subtle, more subtle than any other creature. If only he had a pitchfork and horns and wore a red suit. So the dangers are, is that this is coming in so subtly into the Christian faith, mixing this pop psychology. Actually, it's the doctrine of demons. Isn't that exactly what this is?
Exactly, and this is very horrifying. And you want me to give you some example to show that I'm not telling a lie?
Oh, yeah. No, go for
it. For example, we all know that one of the major New Age doctrine or belief, I should say, is that we are God, or at least we have divinity inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, then one of the spirit guys who talk through these channelers keep calling God, God, Goddess, and all that is. That means everything is God, and that's exactly what pantheism is. That means
that's
we are
right.
All God, right? And then I found a very popular pop psychology, and this one is not a Christian, and he say each of us in our own way is the universe. And then I also found a Christian psychologist. This one is quite famous in the Christian circle, and he said God, what is God? He said God is existence. He is the ground of all that is. Now, they may use different wordings. They are basically telling us the same thing.
Well,
so I believe the psychologists may be influenced by this New Age thought without very much aware of it. And this is very dangerous.
Very dangerous. You're exactly right. Lois Chan is whom we're speaking with. The name of the book, Unholy Alliance, The Dangers of Mixing Pop Psychology and Christian Truth. Lois, where can our audience go to get a copy of the book? Because I know this is stirring on some of the audience because they've never heard this before. And then secondly is mixing these two together when, even in the end of the book there, you talk about in Chapter 9, Sola Scriptura, which is the Scriptures only. Where can somebody get your book so that they can become aware?
Okay, Amazon or just about internet, there are a lot of booksellers carry them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a website called www.unholyalliance.info. In there, I'm not selling the book. In there will be a list of booksellers on the internet,
mm-hmm,
which carries the book.
Okay. Okay, so the www.unholyalliance.info is where people can go.
Correct.
When did this start to stir your spirit, your Holy Spirit, up to become to the point of being alarmed and letting others know about this? How long ago is this for you personally?
Oh, a number of years ago, I first read a book from Lazarus because I have to write an article about the New Age movement. Mm-hmm. And then I saw some pop psychology in it, and then I started to be alarmed. And that was at least like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I started to do my dissertation. And then I say, this is a topic, it's not just interesting for a book or dissertation. And this is a topic serious, so I spend more time on it.
Right, right. And you mentioned the word Lazarus as one of the entities being channeled in.
Right.
Rampha is another one. Seth
right,
is
correct.
Another one.
Oh, that's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And again, here's the thing, Lois, we're not talking about this much at all within the confines of a particular church on any given Sunday, let alone group-wide. I mean, over today, you know, the popular shows, Dr. Phil and Oprah, and mm-hmm. I don't know who else is even out there,
mm-hmm.
But they're not as alarmists as you are, being a watchman, to tell folks to beware and be careful.
I'm not worrying about the world. I mean, I can't blame them for people who are not Christians think that these are good entities trying to help. And that's why they call spirit guide. They're not called demons. Mm. But Christians understand what spirit guide is actually demons. So we don't want any teaching from a demon, period, right?
Right, right, mm-hmm. right.
Now, and also, these demons are not just teaching about theology like pantheism, like what I just gave an example about pantheism, what the spirits talk about and all the psychologists talk about. And these spirit guys also talk about pop psychology a lot. Will you be even more alarmed? Now, for example, I read a book called Living with Joy by a spirit guy called Oren. And this book looks just like any pop psychology book. I can give you the table of content of two chapters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, chapter 5 is called The Art of Self-Love. And within it, there are several subtitles. Loving yourself means accepting yourself as you are right now. And loving yourself means stepping outside of guilt. And your beliefs about reality create your experience of it. Only those who feel good about themselves can express humility. The greatest gift you give others is opening to their love for you. And then chapter 6 says self-respect, self-esteem, and self-worth. And there are several subtitles. It says come from your power and not your weakness. How you treat yourself is how others will treat you. Every situation is a learning experience to teach you to gain more power and love. Now, isn't this sound just like any pop psychology book you can get from any bookstore outside?
Mm-hmm.
And the content is not very much different, to be honest.
Right, right. Well, and Lois Chan is whom we're speaking with. She has written this book, Unholy Alliance, the Dangers of Mixing Pop Psychology with Christian Truth. And again, even the Word of God exhorts us there to do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove the will of God, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. And so therefore, Lois, what we need to be focusing on, as you mentioned in chapter 9 of the book here, sola scriptura. We're not opening up the Word of God, which is the cleansing water that can cleanse us of this more, and spending more time there. We're visiting all of these ways of the world and mixing this in. So that is the inherent danger.
Yeah, we should always go back to the Bible to see if our thinking is correct, mm-hmm. if what we believe in and how our value system and how we will the world and ourselves is aligned with the Bible. We try not to align with the world.
Right.
Yeah, you may think this is all human wisdom or culture or custom, and you didn't know. Some of these teachings has demons behind them.
Well, Lois, you are in the state of California, no unamalgamated country by itself, and coming, you hail from mainland China, is that correct?
No, I come from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong, okay.
I was born there.
Okay.
And I come to this country quite a number of years ago,
so
almost 30 years.
So you're sounding the alarm for us to wake up and beware.
Exactly.
And, well, Lois, one final thought, closing thought. What admonition would you give our audiences and those who are the elders over the local congregations?
Oh, I will not suggest anybody to go to this channel materials to see what the demons are teaching. And I don't think this is a job for everybody. And I think God showed me that because he wanted me to do it. But well, you may read my book to know what the demons are teaching. But I think the only admonition is we go back to the Bible to examine ourselves, to examine our thoughts every day. Even we are so accustomed to thinking of something as good, like self-esteem. If you understand that demons are teaching self-esteem and self-love, now this is a very popular topic among the demons, and you will be further alarmed of, am I thinking the right way, or am I doing everything, thinking everything, please God, and this is important. So, and I will suggest all the elders and pastors in the church will start thinking about this and make sure what they teach other Christians is exactly what the Bible is talking about.
Amen. Well, Lois, I appreciate your heart and thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Hang on, Lois, just one second.